station out there for a radio check, over.
10-4-DJC.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Sounding good.
Appreciate it. I built my first Yagi, and out here in the yard testing it, so I'm tickled to death with it. How's it sound on that end, over?
Sounds fine here. Audio sounds good. Got a little crackling, but I think that's either propagation or something else. It's not coming from the radio.
Oh, roger that. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the signal report, and Jerry, I'm going to do a full 360 while I'm transmitting. Right now, I'm on the repeater. Let's see. So I'm going to rotate and see if anything drops off. All right, so that's north, rotating, that's due east, rotating, that's due south, rotating due east, due west, and back north. Did you notice anything different?
Not really, not anything I could tell on my end through the repeater. Actually, north and south sounded pretty good, but see, you're running. Is it a Yagi? Is it in fed? Or, I mean, is it mounted? You know, how many elements in it? How's the Yagi mounted?
Element with the driven element in the center, and three element.
Okay, so it's mounted at the end of the boom, right?
It's mounted at the end of the boom here.
It's mounted at the end of, the mast and the boom form a T at the end. You're not mounted inside right near the driven element, correct?
Oh, that's correct. That's correct. So the director is at the end of the boom. I don't know, 12 and 3/4 inches is the driven element. And then behind that is a reflector.
This is at the end of the boom, then. It's not, it's mounted to the mast at the end of the boom, not in the center of the mast. Mast is mounted in the center of the mast, then, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, over.
But that's normal for. Where sometimes it just seems like I hear that on some people's signals, and then it goes away. You know, so I think some of it may be propagation, could be interference coming through the repeater. The repeater sounds quiet. You're full of quiet in the end, and you sound about, you sound about normal to me, but either way, I can't tell much difference. When you get a three-element or four-element beam, something like that, they're pretty wide. And they're not very narrow in radiation angle. They're pretty wide, and the lobes are good, too, usually. And I can hear, mine's five, but I got mine fed in the middle, and I can hear almost as good off the back as I can off the front of mine.
Jerry, hang with me. Let me drop down. Right now I'm at 3 watts, so let me go down to a half a watt and see what happens. So, 4DJC, KO4NUE, testing half a watt, over.
Actually, Jed, I can't hear any difference.
Okay, well, good deal. I don't think I need to complain about that.
Yeah, the white noise in the background, but not much at all. I'm running 5 now, and I'm inside the house. And my little beam is just inside the house. I'm shooting it through the roof and everything else up about 20 feet.
Well, listen, I appreciate you working with me a little bit this morning, and I'm tickled to death. So, all right, well, let me get on, and I'll talk at you later. I'll make a couple phone calls here. But I appreciate you so, Jerry. Appreciate your time, please, sir. You have a wonderful day. It's going to be beautiful today. KO4NUE, 73, I'm clear.
4NUE and 4DJC, clear. Talk to you later, Chad. Have a good one.
NUE, KN4, VWA. 4NUE, KN4, VWA. 4NUE. 4NUE, no contact, I'm clear.